Menachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3, and the Mishnah continues to discuss various psulim, invalidations that would render a mincha to be invalid. Now, the first sentence here really connects to the previous Mishnah. We were talking about the requisite amount, not too much, not too little. Here the Mishnah says, Riba shmana v'chiser shmana, if there's too much oil, or not enough oil, or chiser levonosa, or if it's missing the requisite amount of frankincense, psula, so then the mincha is not kosher, invalid. So what exactly are the required amounts here? So again, remember, when it comes to the flour, we said the typical recipe is one isaron, roughly a gallon of flour, and the oil that goes with that is one lug, a lug approximately half a liter of oil, of olive oil. Okay, so here we're saying if you have not enough or too much olive oil, then it is pasul, based on limud from Sukkim. The bottom line is, if there's anything less than a full lug of oil, then the indeed is invalid. If there's more oil, so as long as it's not two whole lug for one isaron, so then it's still kosher. So as long as you have at least one, but not more than two lug per isaron, it's kosher. In theory, a person could do a double, make a double portion, and make, you know, a volunteer to give two isaronot of flour for the mincha, in which case we'd need two lugin. Okay, but that's the parameters. As far as lavona goes, so the amount of lavona you're supposed to have is a kamitza worth, whatever you call that, a handful, you know, a fistful. Now, if you look at lavona, you can just Google frankincense, you'd see it. Basically, like I said before, it looks kind of, it's dried tree sap from a particular kind of boswellia tree. It basically looks like little, kind of like yellow raisins, in both basically in color and shape, roughly speaking. And then the luster looks like rock candy, sugar rock candy. Okay, so the point is that you're supposed to have a kometz, like a little fistful of those pieces, kort, is in Hebrew, kort, kuf, vav, resh, tuf, excuse me, tet, kuf, vav, resh, tet, kort, of lavona. So that's the right amount. If you have even just two pieces, two quarts, two pieces of lavona, it's kosher b'di'evid. Less than two, it's not kosher. And if it's more than one fistful, more than the kometz, it's still kosher as long as you've got two fistfuls, says the Bar Tanura. Okay, well, the Mishnah itself doesn't say that explicitly at all. Okay, so that's the oil and lavona. Now, period, new paragraph. We go into a new topic here. This, if you learn Zavachim, this is just going to remind you of it. If you didn't learn Zavachim, this is going to get, you know, it's a lot fast. Two very long Mishnayos here on this topic of other invalidating thoughts. And let me say the whole thing outside first, and we'll see the many, many words afterwards. The idea is like this. We saw in the first Mishnah that there's lo lishma. If you have the wrong type of korban in mind or the wrong person in mind, and that could invalidate the minchas chota, the minchas kanos, but other menachos doesn't invalidate it. And here we're having two other thoughts, which round out the thoughts that can go wrong, where indeed, if you think the wrong thought, it will invalidate the korban. We're talking specifically about the person doing the four essential avodas of the mincha. So that means if a person brings a mincha and he has wrong invalidating thoughts, it's irrelevant. It's the Kohen himself who's doing the avoda. If he, during one of those essential four steps, again, it's the kamitza, the nesina bakli, the holacha, or the haktara, meaning the extraction of the kometz amount, the putting into a separate, unique consecrated vessel, the bringing of that vessel with the kometz of mincha plus lavona to the mizbeach, and the sensing, the burning haktara of the kometz and the lavona. Those are the four essential steps. And if during one of those steps, the kohen doing the avoda has either of the two following thoughts, either what's called chutz lemakomo, he will consume a portion of the mincha in the wrong place, or chutz lezamano, or consume it in the wrong time, so then that would invalidate the mincha, the simple thought. It doesn't matter if he carries out his thought, doesn't matter if he changes his mind, doesn't matter if he does it right after that. As long as he has that thought alone, it's going to invalidate it. According to Rashi, we have to speak it out, what he's thinking, but according to Rambam, essentially just the thought in his head is enough to invalidate it, and that's that. Now, when I say consume, there really are two consumptions, two achilas, and that's not enough on the psukim. There's the human consumption, that means referring to what's left behind after the kometz is taken from the mincha. That's called the shirayim, the leftovers. And just paint the picture clearly in your head. Here's what happens. The Baalim, the owner who's bringing this mincha, he's, let's say he prepares it himself. So he basically gets a klisharis. He puts the flour and oil in there. He mixes it up as I described before. He puts levon on top. Then, assuming he does it all by himself, he then hands the klisharis with the mincha inside of it to the kohen. Okay, now the kohen's job, let's assume he's the kohen that takes over from here. His job, first thing he'll do is he'll take that container and do hagasha, bring it to the southwest corner and kind of clink it to the corner of the altar. That is not one of the essential avodas, but he does that. Again, I'm going to come back to that in a moment. Then he'll do the four essential avodas, meaning he will take the lavona, pushing it to the side, and do kamitza, taking out a kometz, those like, you know, fistful of mincha, out from the bowl. And he'll put that into a second new klisharis, okay? Consecrating it. What's left behind is the rest of the meal and the lavona. He takes lavona and puts it also into the second klisharis. That lavona plus the one kometz is what's going to go now. That was the nesina b'kli. Then you're going to brew the halacha, bring it to the altar, and you're going to do the haktara, burning it on the altar. Those are the essential four steps. What's left behind in the original kli is the, it's called shirayim, the leftovers of the mincha, and that will be eaten by the kohen. Okay? Who gets to eat it? Only male kohanim. Where do they eat it? In the azara. Only. When do they eat it? Only on the day it was offered and the night that follows, midrabanan until chatzos that night. Okay? That's the only options. Okay? If a kohen even thinks to eat it outside of the azara, that's chutzla makomo, that's the wrong place thoughts. If he thinks of eating it anytime after midrabanan, it's the chatzos, but if his thought is if he eats it, he's planning on eating it after daybreak of the following day. So if today is, you know, Monday midday, you have the rest of Yom Sheni till nightfall, and then you have till Chatzot Midrabanan, Midrashi, you have till daybreak on, you know, Yom Sheni, Tuesday morning at Elos HaShachar. At that point already, it's leftovers, it's nosar, and you can't, because of Lina, and you can't eat it anymore. And if a person would, that would be an Issur Karas of nosar. The point is that he has to eat it before the deadline, really, Midrabanan from Chatzos. So we have two achilas. We have the Kohen's achila, that's of the shirayim, and you have the mizbeach's consumption, the mizbeach's achila, which is of the kometz that's being burned on the mizbeach, as well as lavona. Okay, so if the Kohen thinks during any of the four essential steps he is going to eat his shirayim in an improper place, meaning outside of the azara, that's going to invalidate posel. If he thinks he's going to eat the shirayim outside of the proper time, meaning after daybreak tomorrow morning, that's chutzla zmano invalidation. Or if he thinks he's going to burn the kometz and lavona or lavona in the improper place, meaning outside of the azara, on a bama, on an altar outside the azara, or the improper time, he's going to do the burning of the kometz or the lavona, not today, but after nightfall tonight, meaning sometime tonight or tomorrow, then the is chutz lazmano, and it is mifagel, it makes it invalid. If the only thing that goes wrong is chutz lazmano thinking, run proper time, then it's mifagel, it makes it pigle, which means that if someone would eat the mincha now, there's a chiyuv karas. If he thinks chutz lazmano, or he thinks chutz lamakomo and chutz lazmano, so then it's going to be just puzzle, but not pigle, meaning it's invalid, it can't be offered, it's to be burned, not consumed on the mizbeach or by the kohanim. But if one does eat it, that's a generic lav, and he is not over chiyuv karas. That is the gist of the Mishnah here. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to say all that in, I don't know, more words, but lots of words. Here it says inside, Hakometz es hamincha, the Kohen who extracts one kometz worth of meal from the meal offering, lechol shira'eha b'chutz, with the intention of eating shira'eha, it's the edible part, in the wrong place, meaning outside the azara. Oh, kazayas mishira'eha, or even if he thinks of eating not the whole minchas shirayim, not the whole thing, but just even one kazayas, one olives amount, because that's what we need to have a ma'aseh achila, an act of eating in the Torah. B'chutz, in the improper place, that will invalidate it. Or lahakter kumtza b'chutz, or he thinks he's going to sense, he's going to burn the kometz that's been put on the mizbeach in the azar. He thinks he's going to burn it on some altar outside of the azar. Also, that invalidates it. O kazayas mekumtza b'chutz, or even if he plans on just taking one kazayas worth of the kometz and burning it on an altar outside of the azara, also invalidates. Ola haktir levonasa b'chutz, or he's even planning on burning the frankincense out of the azara on an altar. Then pasul, that makes the thought alone during the kemitza process, or for that matter, Mish doesn't say it, but it will say, same case if he thinks of it during the nesina b'kli, putting into the utensil, or the halacha, bringing it to mizbeach, or the haktar, the burning of it, and all those things, he makes it pasul, he makes the mincha invalid, regardless of what happens next. The ein bo karas, and if one eats that invalid korban, that's a no-no, that's a lav, but it's not chiyav karas, because it wasn't chutzla zmano thinking. However, lechol shireb lamachar, if he thinks he's going to eat the shirayim left behind in the bowl in the improper time, meaning sometime after tomorrow morning at daybreak, o kazayas mishira lamachar, or even just one kazayas of the shirayim he's planning on eating tomorrow after daybreak, that's going to be pigle, and not just the valid, but also chayv karas. Lahaktir kumtza lamachar, or he thinks he's going to burn the kometz tomorrow. Here, tomorrow, interestingly, doesn't actually mean tomorrow morning, but really after nightfall tonight. Okay, that's already invalid and be considered to be chutzmano for the burning part of it. O kazayas makumtza lamachar, even if he's planning on burning just one kazayas worth of the kometz tomorrow. O lahaktir levonasa lamachar, or he plans on burning just the frankincense portion of it after nightfall tonight. In all those cases, pigle, that makes it invalid, and v'chayav nalav karas. And if you would eat from such a korban, the chutzlizmano thinking, that improper time thinking, that would make it a chiyav karas, the penalty of karas. So now, zeha klal, the principle is, kol ha-kometz v'hanosam b'kli v'hamahalech v'hamaktir. If one does any of those four essential steps, the extraction, the putting into the consecrated vessel, the bringing that vessel with the kometz and levona to the altar, and the haktar, the maktir, the burning of it on the mizbeach. If during any of those four stages he thinks lechol davar shadarko lechol, he thinks about eating something which is meant to be eaten, meaning the shirayim, or lahaktir davar lashadarko lahaktir, or he thinks about burning on the mizbeach, burning, I should say, offering up a thing which is meant to be burned, meaning in the kometz or the lavona. Then, chutz l'makomo, if his thought is about in the improper place, outside the azara, pasul v'ein bo karas. Then it makes it invalid, the thought makes it invalid, but there's no karas for eating it. Chutz l'zmano, if what he thinks is he's going to do the eating of the shirayim or the burning of the kometz or the lavona in the improper time, meaning tomorrow, not today, then pigle, that makes it pigle. Pigle literally means something like disgusting, but it means invalid. V'chayav nalav karas. And if one would eat such a korban, there's a chiyav karas. Okay, let me just speak it out before we read any more in the Mishnah here. If a person thinks he's going to eat the kometz or he's going to burn the shirayim in the improper place of time, that thought isn't consequential. It has to be davar that he's lach davar shadarku lachtir or leachol davar shadarku leachol. It has to be he thinks about eating the thing that's meant to be eaten or burning things that's meant to be burned. But if he thinks about eating things meant to be burned or burning things meant to be eaten, that's not going to invalidate it. Okay. Ubilvad, provided that, now the next words say, she yikrav hamatir kemitzvaso. That means, not translating, it means you're only going to get the pigle issue, meaning that it's echiv karas to eat it, if the only invalidating thought was chutzlizmano thinking, improper time thinking. If there's an admixture of a second thing that went wrong, like chutzlamakomo also, so then it's just back to pasul but not pigle. No chiv karas if you eat it, okay? The literal words, shiakriv ha-matir kemitzvaso, literally means that the matir, the permitting element, which in this case we're referring to is the kometz and lavona, because before the kohen can eat, the kohanim can eat the shirayim from the mincha, it first has to have, it's permitted matir when the kometz and lavona are burned in the mizbeach. So those are the matir. So the rest of the matir has to come kemitzvaso as it was supposed to come, meaning besides for chutzlizmano thinking, nothing else went wrong. But if you think more things wrong, then you're back on just the pasul, but not pigle. Okay, now the Mishnah illustrate. Ketzad karav hamatir kemitzvaso. What is it illustrated to mean that you brought the matir, the kometz, and lavona as it should be brought, meaning besides for chutzlizmano thinking? So, kametz b'shtika, if the kemitzah is done without anything untoward happening, literally means in silence, but most learned just means, you know, uneventfully. V'nasam b'kli v'hilech v'hiktir chutzlizmano. But then he puts the kometz into a kli and or transports it to the mizbeach and or burns it on the mizbeach thinking chutzla zmano, that he's going to be doing some element in the wrong time, like eating seishraim in the wrong time, that will be pigle. Oh, says the Mishnah, or shekamatz chutzla zmano, he does the kamitz, the first of the four steps, thinking that it's going to be eaten or burned or consumed in the wrong time. But then v'nasam b'kli v'hilech v'hikter b'shtika, the other three stages of putting into the kli and bringing it to the mizbeach and burning it there are uneventful, it doesn't have any wrong thoughts. That would also be pigle, because you have one wrong thought. That's enough, the thought of chutzla zmano. Oh, shekamatz v'nasam b'kli v'hilech v'hikter chutzla zmano, if any or all of the four steps have chutzla zmano thinking, but nothing else going wrong, then zehu shekarev hamatir kemitzvah. So that's what we mean by the matir, the permitted part, was brought as it should be brought, aside, of course, for the wrong time, the chutzla zmano thinking. That's pigle. Now the next mishnah will illustrate how it's not karev hamatir kemitzvah, so that you have other, an admixture of other psula mixed into the chutzla zmano thinking.